Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're talking about what life might be like in a world without bones.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh no, this is bad.
Pretty bad.
This is bad, right? I mean, you know, quite important bones, to me at least.
I got a lot of them, and I would like to keep them all, please.
Pretty floppy, I think, now, in general, right? That's the word that's going to be kind of on the news and stuff. Floppy, the floppademic.
I'm just thinking big blobs.
Big blob people.
I just think we're a big, big blob and mush on the ground.
Just like blobbing about. Are we, like, can we move or anything? Like, how, what is this life?
Yeah, I don't think we can move.
Not even, like, roll, you know, like, kind of.
Well, I guess our muscles are there, but, like, don't your muscles pull against the bones to move?
I don't, do they? I don't know. I don't feel very pulley right now, at least.
Well, I feel like we should always research more. I need to learn this. Look, I think your, like, muscles and tendons are, like, attached to your bones, and then they pull off there. I think the bones are, I'm saying bones are important. Short story.
That's what you're gonna, that's your scientific output, is bones are quite important.
Yes,
that's fair. But I'll say this: octopus, yeah,
yep,
boneless, they got no bones, they know how to do it.
Jellyfish, is this a game?
I mean, if it is, we're both winning, I think, because, yeah, how do they get, I mean, they are both in the water, so maybe we all have to start living in the water.
Yes. So, like, yeah, it's the vertebrates,
sure,
that are struggling, and the invertebrates that are loving life. They're like, well, look, we're planned for this already. Your spiders, your beetles, your shrimps. I'm running out. Slugs.
You're doing fantastic for someone that hasn't researched it. Yeah,
I know. I'm just thinking of slimy things. Snakes. No, snakes do have bones.
Snake. In fact, snakes have the most bones out of all things. The python has 1,800 bones.
No way.
What's the point in having bones if that's how many you have to have?
Because I reckon snakes would still be fine. They would feel a bit weird. They would feel a little bit, ooh, something's happened.
What, to themselves or if you touch a snake?
I was thinking themselves, but both, I guess.
It's going to be like one of those, like, things that slip through your fingers in, like, the, you know, the joke shops and stuff.
Yeah, but I think we're struggling the most, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe not the most, but we're definitely up there, I think.
I mean, any sort of, like, bipedal kind of type, you know, apes and yeah, stuff like that. We're all blobs. We're all blobbing about.
I do think this is probably game over for everyone if it just happened, like, you know, how, as we normally suggest, it's tomorrow, just click of the finger, suddenly no bones. Honestly, I don't think humanity's making it.
Well, you can't click your finger if you ain't got any bones.
Good point.
yeah, you're right. I think for the most part, this is one of those episodes where we start off nice and light with everybody's dead.
But that, we don't immediately die. We just fall into a horrible blob and then just, like, can't move or do anything. And so it's just like, okay, guess we're just here for now.
Would it almost feel kind of relaxing for a little while, at least?
Maybe. I imagine all of your organs splatting to the ground with no protection got hurt. Probably damaging.
I mean, I've still got my muscles and my skin, right? Like, it's just not the...
You reckon that's doing it?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I was thinking if we were going to try and get through this, armor is got to be one of the first things, right?
Oh, like a suit of armor, like an old knight suit of armor. And you stuff yourself in and that holds you all together.
Yeah, basically I'm getting towards mech suits, exoskeleton things. Like, we just pin all our various bits of skin to various parts of an exoskeleton. We all just get propped up by that.
Like with bulldog clips, like everywhere, just to hold you up. Yeah.
The issue is, who's clipping us in? Where are we getting this help from?
The octopus. All the octopus of the world.
You know who could also help us?
Who?
Sharks.
Aren't they going to be all floppy too?
Sharks have zero bones.
What?
They are entirely cartilage. Fun fact.
Hold on a second. What? I repeat. They no bones in a shark?
The internet told me they don't.
I've seen a shark skeleton being hung up by its tail on a big, like, hook. Mm-hmm. Have I, though?
You have, but it's cartilage. Although, I feel like that must be not a real one, because cartilage obviously disintegrates over time. Like, you know, when we get buried in the ground, our noses disappear. They don't stay around, but our skull does.
That's true, yeah.
So not the same thing. Maybe they have really, really strong cartilage. I don't know.
I mean, so we've also got, like, what? The other hard bits are... Our ears are cartilage.
Yeah.
Our nails and...
Hair.
Apparently our teeth aren't bones.
They're not, no. So we would still have teeth so we can eat, so we can chew things.
We can, yeah, maybe that's how we kind of like move around. That's how we strap the mech suits on.
Well, with all our teeth.
Teeth them up.
Maybe on day zero when it first happened, we'll just drag it ourselves around with our teeth. It's like, come on.
Where's the sharks?
And then the sharks come and help us.
Yeah, I think a boneless human sounds like the nicest meal for a shark you could ever conceive.
And I think historically we haven't been too nice to sharks, so I don't think they're rushing to help us anytime soon, honestly.
No, I see this being a rather quick meal for a shark. I still can't believe they're boneless.
Apparently. You would be annoyed, though, if you went to somewhere and it was like, I'd buy a boneless bucket and it just had a load of cartilage in it, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Be horrible.
Kentucky Fried Cartilage, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, new boneless range. There's loads of bones. It's like, actually, technically, that's cartilage, sir.
That is disgusting. I genuinely feel sick right now. Mm. That does not sound good at all. I mean, you're right, though, with food, like, even food with bones on, I'm a meat eater, and... I don't love a bone in my food, honestly. I would prefer boneless ribs, nom, 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 nom. Boneless wings, ooh, delicious.
Interesting, because I am a vegetarian, but back in the day, my favourite food in the world is chicken wings.
Bones. And I think,
basically, not far off, actually, because... Genuinely, I think the reason I like chicken wings so much is it being on the bone. It's so much more fun to just like get into, you know what I mean? There's something
yeah,
caveman like to eating someone off a bone. Do you know what I mean?
This is why I never go to a restaurant with you, Jack. You're a caveman all over the place.
I am a very messy eater, actually. Notoriously. But no longer an issue for me now, being the old vegetarian. But we could maybe steal some ideas from them. I don't know if you've ever seen when you get like the fake chicken wings, like the jackfruit wings or whatever.
Oh, what do they do for the bone?
Well, they sometimes put like a little bit of sugar cane in the middle just to give you something to like hold on to. It's got that little like texture to it, like something a little bit hard that you can wrap it around. So maybe we start doing that.
Oh, wait, hold. Are you still eating the sugar cane?
No. I mean, I'm not sure if you can, but I don't. I don't think you're meant to.
I mean, so why not just use like a popsicle stick?
You could do that as well. But I mean, tastes maybe slightly nicer to be gnawing on it.
I mean, sure, yeah, maybe sugar cane. That's going to be all sweet and that then. Yeah, I guess that works. That sounds pretty good, actually. You could use like a carrot as well. That's fairly bone-like, isn't it?
Yeah, got a good snap to it, like a bone.
Yeah. I feel like out of all the vegetables, carrots are probably the most... They're the bone of the vegetable world in my eyes.
Parsnip?
That's more like a sort of one that's got a bit funny.
More cartilage-y.
Yeah, that's the cartilage of the vegetable world.
Okay.
Talking about food, though, one thing that is going to be a bit of a benefit here is 15% of our body weight is currently bone. So suddenly, we just got a brand new weight loss option.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty extreme way to lose weight, I would say.
Fairly instantaneous, though, so...
Yeah, not the most advised diet plan. You want to lose some weight? You want to lose 15% of your weight? Just take your bones out, mate.
Sorted. Don't need them. Chuck them away. You'll feel great afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot more than 15% of your whole, like, body weight, right? Like...
Yeah.
It's a whole... You got a whole skeleton in there somehow, like...
Yeah. I feel like we're mostly... Oh, I guess it's fat is really what's doing it, isn't it? Because bones are kind of like hollowy or like porous or something like that, right?
It's something, who knows?
Like they're brittle, they're renowned for breaking.
This is true. So yeah, I guess, yeah, they just must be incredibly lighter than we all thought.
Also, all the water we're carrying a lot of water around, aren't we?
That's true, yeah, water's a big old heavy one.
Very moist little thing.
Big old heavy one, but yeah, you know, I would say... I'm trying to look on the upside, you know, of we're all blob people, which sounds quite unhealthy.
Bad.
Yeah, but we're now 15% lighter, so at least there's less weight to be teething your way around town looking for a shark.
I appreciate your optimism, I do.
Thank you.
I would prefer the bones.
Okay, all right, you stick with the bones.
If given the choice, you know? There are some other animals who get to keep some pretty iconic parts.
Yeah.
Rhinos.
Ooh.
Get to keep their horn.
Ooh, horn. Yeah, big old horn there.
Made of the same stuff as, like, teeth and stuff, innit?
Lucky. Lucky them. How I envy the horned.
Yeah, and elephant tusks, same deal.
Yeah.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? We have a big blob of an elephant, but just still with their tusks sticking out and their teeth.
Oh, now that sounds like an accident waiting to happen. I mean, they're going to be bouncing around all over the floor, their trunk going all over the place.
They might end up impaled themselves.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely popping, I'm sure.
Yeah, like a balloon. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
We could also, instead of like exoskeletons and like mech suits, you could just go down like the Wally route, you know, where there's all around in like little hover car things.
They look like boneless blob people.
Yeah, they're basically there. Isn't there like a thing where you see like their skeleton is all like little, like shrunk down into being nothing?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It totally is. So that's part way there. There you go. Problem solved. Little Wally cars.
Yeah. So if we saw this coming, like if we were given like a deadline, they were like, okay, 5 years, guys, and bones, they're out of here. I think we might be all right. I think we could come up with some solutions. But there's plenty of clever people out there.
I mean... Neither of us are one of those people.
God, no.
But there's other clever people, yes.
That's what we all rely on, right? We all just do stupid stuff, going around being idiots, and then we hope that there's someone intelligent out there that's going to fix all our problems, you know?
And so, I mean, so far, for the most part, yes.
Still here. I think it's pretty much what everyone's doing with the whole climate thing, isn't it? There's like some clever dudes going to figure it out, right?
Anybody out there going to do anything about it? Probably. Yeah. Probably. I'll go back inside.
Yeah. Have you ever broken a bone?
I have never broken a bone.
Have you not?
Nope. And I've never broken a horn or a tusk either.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's because you're careful or you have strong bones?
I think it's because I'm careful. I've never really had any near breakages. I've never had, not even any fractures. I've never even had anything where it was like, that's broken. Although I might have broken my little toe once. They just heal on their own, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like, don't they say you break once a year or something, just give it a little break?
Do they?
I don't know. Someone probably said that once.
Is somebody threatening you, Jack?
Yeah. Once a year, a guy comes to my house and just smashes my feet in.
They're being really just like, oh, yeah, your toe probably breaks once a year, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, if you're not careful, it will.
And yeah, we'll do this again next year if we keep running that mouth of yours.
Worst birthday ever.
No, but like, I do think, yeah, you could do like little breaks like that all the time, but like never a serious one.
I've never broken anything that I was aware that I'd broken, yeah.
Mm.
And I believe you have.
Yeah, quite an embarrassing incident around it as well.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Do you remember it? Because it was at school, you were there. I don't think we were quite friends yet. There was a big scene involved.
I didn't like you at this point.
No.
It was only post-break that I started to think, you know what, this guy's all right.
Softened him.
He's got fragile bones.
Oh, I better look after the fragile little guy.
No, do tell the story.
We were in gym class, I guess you'd call it, internationally. PE. I think we're meant to be playing football and it's got rained off, so... The teacher was just like, yeah, just do what you want. And we're like, all right. So then we just went and got loads of stuff. We're playing some badminton. We're messing around with some dodgeballs. But then someone noticed like the rings, you know, like they're using like the Olympics and gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think they are just called the rings, aren't they?
Yeah. Someone noticed them and they're like, oh, we should try and like do like like hold the rings, but just try and do a front flip whilst still holding onto the rings.
Like a front roly-poly.
Yeah, whilst holding onto the rings. People were trying it and people were failing. And someone did almost get really hurt doing it. And then I went up and I actually did it. I was the first person to do it. And I was surprised as anyone, honestly. I'm not an athletic person particularly. But I was like, oh, look at that. That's great. A couple more people tried, failed. And then someone said, Jack did it. And they were like, no, he didn't, because they weren't there at the time. And I was like, yes, I did, actually. But these people weren't believing me. So I was like, fine, I'll show you again. Famous last words. Went to do it again. This time I slipped and there was like a bench below it. And I fell and I hit my arm on it and I snapped my humerus in half.
That sounds horrific. Was it a complete break?
Yeah, complete snap in half.
Clean.
And I remember lying there and I was so like disorientated that I thought I dislocated my elbow just because I could see my arm was just in too many pieces. I was just looking at my arm. I was like, that's too many pieces for my arm to be in. But obviously it was all still connected by skin. There was no like bones sticking out or anything. I was like, oh, I think I've dislocated my arm. And then they called the ambulance and I got wheeled out. And then I broke my arm. I actually have very fond memories of it, though, because it was actually annoyingly right before Easter half term. So I just spent the entire time watching Scrubs. I remember I just watched all like 7 seasons of Scrubs over those couple of weeks. Were
you craving some sort of doctor attention, maybe?
Clearly, I was just like, oh, I've just been at a hospital. I want to be back there, apparently. I don't know.
I wonder what they're getting up to. Yeah.
So I watch that, and I just have such fun every time I think about Breaking Bad. I just think, oh, Scrubs, what a great show. You know?
I'm glad that you've come out of it with such a good, positive experience.
Yeah, that's quite good. And I remember going bowling like a few weeks in when I was like, you know, a bit of it. But I went with my other hand, and I beat everyone with my wrong hand.
I went with my other hand.
Yeah. I mean, I bowled with my other hand. I didn't go to bowling. Come on, other hand. You can come with me this time.
It's your turn to shine.
He was just sitting there. Oh, really? You invited me this time? Like, yeah, you can come with. This other guy's out of action. He's taking the day off. Come on, lefty. You can come with.
Wow, so yeah, that was your non-dominant hand, I'm assuming, and you cleared up at bowling, right? You did good.
And I've never bowled my left hand since, and I don't think I've ever won since, so maybe I should learn from that and start bowling with my left hand.
Maybe you're actually left-handed. Have you ever considered this?
Maybe I am.
What do all the people do that have, like, replacement bones, artificial
hips and stuff?
Like, yeah, because that's not bone.
No.
But it is kind of an artificial bone. So is it a bone?
I think they're fair game.
To be gone, or they keep them?
No, they keep them. They get to keep them.
Oh, then they're the gods in this world.
Yeah, it looked bad at the start. Got a hip replacement, got a fake leg, got a whatever. Now they're the ones laughing.
They're ruling the world.
Yeah. So whoever has the most fake limbs, so if someone was like all fake limbs, they're great. Although, I don't think many people have all fake bones.
Wolverine.
Oh. I mean, I think he's already at an advantage.
Yeah, I'd probably say he's got an advantage over the average fella.
Hold on. I'm not actually too up on my X-Men lore. Are you saying he has no bones?
I'm saying his bones are made of adamantium. So are they're not bone material anymore. So are they okay?
So, sorry. When in the films, when he's like in that little bar thing where he's been turned into... They're replacing his skeleton. Is that what they're doing?
I think so. I mean...
Like, what, are they taking all the bones out one by one and then replacing it with another adamantium one?
I think it maybe, like, grows in his bones or something. Like,
I always thought it was like a coating. Like, they were just giving his bones a little paint of adamantium.
A little varnish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he's, fully been replaced with adamantium stuff. So in this, he's okay because it's the material of bone that has gone.
Well, maybe this is a solution then. We all just have fake bones. The issue is finding a surgeon who can perform it without any bones, because obviously someone's got to do the first surgery without any bones.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got to hope that there is a surgeon out there with entirely fake bones already.
It does seem like a bit of a stretch.
It's a stretch, but, I mean, look, there's what, 7-8 billion people on the planet now?
This is true, yeah.
I mean, it's not ridiculous.
We can but hope that there is one.
We can but hope. If you are a qualified surgeon with entirely fake bones, let us know. Do you reckon we still bother burying people?
Well, I feel like we're starting to give up burying people already. I mean, not like give up, like, nah, I can't be bothered or whatever, but like less people are getting buried now than ever before.
Are they?
I feel like it. It's a vibe I'm getting.
Yeah? What, you used to go to a lot of funerals, now just no one's invited you to them?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You just should hang out at a cemetery. It's like, not busy as it used to be down here, is it?
It's a bit quiet, yeah. What's going on?
I remember Friday nights at the cemetery used to be a real place to be.
Oh, so, yeah, so much going on.
Now, it's just me and the bones. Although, no longer. No longer you and the bones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're right. We're blob people. I feel like maybe we don't need to get buried. I mean, the hole doesn't have to be as big, does it? Like, we can sort of blob into a different shape now.
Because also, originally I was going to say, well, because obviously we're all just going to entirely disintegrate now into nothing. So there'll be no remnants of us even to be there anymore.
Yeah.
But it's not like that's the reason we bury people, is it? So that their bones are still around. Like, no one's going around checking on their bones every so often, are they?
I don't think so. I think it just felt like the best way to sort of get rid of a body.
Mm.
And I mean, obviously it's nice to have a particular place to go to kind of remember them or whatever. But yeah, like, I feel like that's why in my experience, cremation is way more popular now, because it's a newfangled technology since the old, what times would they bury people in?
Always.
All the old, let's say the olden times, that covers it.
I think they've also had fire for quite a while, Chris. I think cremations have been on the table for a good while.
That's true. They were burning witches at the stake even, weren't they? That's a...
If anything, I'd say it existed about the same, surely. Because... Honestly, my first thought, if I'm back in the day, you know, caveman times, I'm not digging a hole for a dude. I'm frying him on the fire. I've just discovered that thing. I'm using it for everything.
Hold on, are you eating him?
No, probably not. Depends how hungry I am, I guess. Depends what, if it's been a long winter, you know, maybe tuck into a leg. I don't know.
I do feel like in caveman times, it's probably okay.
No, I mean, no one's going to cancel me on Twitter, are they? You know?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Speaking of graves, what about the old Paris catacombs? Have you seen them?
Been to them.
I've only seen pictures, but there are 6 million skeletons that live there.
Yeah.
Or there was, and now they've all gone.
Yeah, it would be pretty underwhelming to go there now, wouldn't it?
It would be. It's not as special. But that was just because they ran out of grave room because they loved graving people so much. And
so you are onto something.
I think so.
Graving isn't as big as it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, oh, you know, back in the day, we had so many things. We had someone go and collect them all up and put them in that big catacomb down there. What I find weird is the sort of level of detail and decorativeness that they decided to go with. I think that's a bit of a sort of psycho murderer kind of vibe if you're the one, like, you know, making a wall of shins.
Yeah. I've also been to a church which is entirely made out of bones and, like, skulls and stuff. The whole main room is just filled with skulls.
Yeah. Was it eerie going to that place? Did it feel like
a room of death.
No, but I think maybe it's my whole thing. Like, I don't believe in like afterlife or ghosts or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So no, because I was just like, oh, it's just some boat. Like, I was like, touching them.
Oh, Jack, you might get cancelled on Twitter at this rate.
In the church, you're not allowed to touch with the catacombs. In the church, you're allowed for some reason.
Was there a sign saying touching permitted or something?
Touching encouraged.
It's just like a vicar there, like, yes, touch them, please.
Stroke the bones.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept of a place. I mean, I guess I would rather have my left arm be a bit of an archway that people go, oh, and touch, than be buried underground or something.
Yeah, might as well make use of it. I mean, what are you doing with it?
Yeah, exactly, nothing. Nothing at all.
Use it for something good.
Could they not use your bones, or your arm at least, because it was broken once? Is it kind of like, you know, damaged goods?
Yeah.
They'd be like, that isn't load-bearing.
Yeah, definitely don't put that in an important place. It's already got a crack away from it. No, yeah, that one's getting discarded straight away, unfortunately.
Yeah, you might be like the doormat or something like that. Yeah. That's what they'll make out of you.
No one's using me as like the keystone in an arch of mine. That's
no, not at all. No.
Speaking of skeletons, Halloween, we need to find a new mascot for it.
Yeah, I mean, they are pretty much the go-to one when I think of Halloween.
Jack-o'-lanterns, I guess.
Jack-o'-lanterns, yes, but sometimes a skeleton wears a jack-o'-lantern as a head.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a thing, isn't it?
Cool, I like that.
But you're right, actually, yeah, but are skeletons were they ever scary? Like, ghosts and ghouls and stuff, they can do things.
If they're reanimated.
Really? I feel like they're pretty... We've just said about how, like, fragile bones are and stuff. I'm pretty sure I could, like, kill one.
Hold up. You're saying you'd be more scared of a ghost, a thing which is literally, like, see-through and you can walk through, than a reanimated skeleton.
I mean, I can't punch a ghost. I don't know what to do in that situation. I mean, a skeleton...
Exactly, and he can't punch you. He can't do anything to you. We're all just going for each other. It's not I don't know, ghost work. I assume it is a...
We're all just going through each other, yeah.
But a skeleton would scare me. He could throttle me.
Ah,
he could poke my eyes out with his little sharp bone fingers.
That's true. They are quite sharp and pointy, skeletons. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like I could pop an arm off quite easy.
He's got an arm off. Yeah, maybe.
You know, I feel like they try and hit. I don't know. It just feels like, you imagine a real, like, skinny old lady or something. I could definitely beat one of them.
But I think in all situations, if you imagine a frail old lady, it's not as scary, is it? If a big, like, 6'7" skeleton came at you, you'd be scared, wouldn't you?
I might. Again, I still feel like they'd be pretty frail. I think I'm a bit okay.
I respect your reserve. If you were in a situation where you just saw a skeleton walk, a reanimated skeleton walk into you, you'd be like, oh, I got this.
It's the muscles, you know? Like, you get the skinnier someone's gets. If you see a real, like, anorexic person, they're not very strong. They've not got much kind of muscle to them, literally, so they can't put up a fight. A skeleton, absolutely no muscle whatsoever. He's just I could do all sorts, and I can see exactly where the weak points are as well.
All the joints, isn't it?
Oh, all the little joints. Imagine that. Bam, snap.
I feel like there's some magic going on to keep them animated, so I feel like that's going to give them some kind of strength.
Now, the magic I'm scared of.
Sure.
But yeah, other than that, if it's, I mean, I guess it has to be magic, doesn't it? We're very much in the realm of magic now.
Yeah, I don't think this is an actual thing that's going to happen to you, Chris.
Probably not, no. Museums, they're kind of screwed now as well.
But bone museums?
I mean, they got a lot of bones in museums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been to a museum?
No, if you... I didn't want to say anything. Can you explain what a museum is to me, please?
Right, imagine a lot of old things.
Like an old people's home.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, let's go with that. Are fossils bone? They're rock, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're bone. Normally they're... I guess it depends on the...
They're sort of... They're just like a mould of a bone made of rock.
No, yeah, because like dinosaur bones that they get, they're actually... the bones, right? They do actually find the dinosaur bones, don't they?
Do they? Yeah, I think they do.
Rare. I think like it's rare to find like a full on whole skeleton of a dinosaur. I think that's a pretty big find in the whole paleontologist.
Yeah, paleontology world, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a what you call the jackpot, I think, if you find a full on dinosaur skeleton. But yeah, I think a lot of fossils had to be the whole thing, like encased in a shrimp shell or something, you know, you get those, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because the fossils are made with like high pressure, right? So they've been like buried under stuff, like in tar or mud or something for a long time. So I guess that's more sea creatures and things like that. But yeah, you're right. There's definitely bones in museums then. So they'll turn up in the morning, they'll open the door, and they'll go, oh, the main attraction's just gone.
I do always wonder that, though, in museums. Like, are they actually the thing?
They could so easily not be, couldn't they?
I remember, you know, like the big blue whale in the London National History? That's not real.
That's not real. That's not a real whale.
That's not a real whale, mate. I remember being a kid, being sure that was a real whale.
On closer inspection, no.
So I think they can still get away with it. I think they're faking half the stuff in there as it is.
I think we're going to walk in the museum and it's all still going to be there and we're going to go, ha, caught ya.
We knew all along. It was all fake.
You fooled no one, museum clerk. Pirates, they're going to need a new flag now. Can't have the old Jolly Roger.
Yeah. What would you think would be a better alternative?
Like a parrot? They like a parrot.
They do like parrots.
With an eye patch?
Maybe just a ship on it, you know, get a bit more literal.
You're kind of like, what's that on the horizon over there? I can't see what it is. They've got a flag, though. Oh, it's a boat on the... It's a boat! That's how you know now.
Yeah, maybe the boat's a bit redundant on a boat.
Yeah, maybe a little bit self-referential. I'm assuming the Jolly Roger was a real thing, the old skull and crossbones black flag thing, right?
I'm not sure. I feel like isn't most stuff about pirates just completely fabricated?
I mean, it could well be, yeah. I mean, Jolly Roger sounds... I mean, he sounds like a lovely bloke.
Yeah, lots of mixed messages going on there, isn't it? It's just like, I think flags are generally quite a fun thing, I would say. You call it the Jolly Roger? I think you're setting up to have it. You're on a boat? Who doesn't love being on a boat? Skull and crossbows. Oh, okay. Not what I was expecting. Thrown me there.
It is a little... Yeah, you're right. The imagery they got right, but the rest of it, they need to maybe work on their look a little bit. But what would you call it? It's like an angry Graham instead of a Jolly Roger?
Sure. Is it called a Jolly Roger? I think every time you say it in my head, I go Jolly Rancher, but that's a sweet, isn't it?
It is a sweet, you're right.
Yeah. No, okay, Jolly Roger. Sorry.
You know Giants?
Vaguely.
The old Fee-Fi-Fo fame?
Yes.
Their bread has been ruined.
I'm forgetting the thing. Grind your bones to make my bread.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why is that? Do they not have flour on hand? Is it better for the taste? Are they that desperate to get protein or calcium, maybe, into their diet that they're trying to... What are they doing? What are they playing at?
Maybe the food source is just a bit... You know, there's just not much going on up there. Where do they live? The clouds? Is
up in the clouds. Magic. Top of a beanstalk, I believe, last I checked.
Yeah, maybe it's just not that fertile ground for growing stuff.
For growing some wheat and things.
Yeah.
Good for windmills, though. Hey, up there, windmills are fantastic.
So that's how they can grind your bones up, you know? They use the mill to grind bones.
Of course, they still need the windmill. Yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah, just they're grinding different things, you know?
Does this mean they're not... Bread isn't vegetarian anymore, then?
Yeah, Giant's bread, I'd always check the menu.
Avoid, yeah.
Check the little V.
It's not got the V next to it, though.
I'm not sure it's going to have it. You know?
Yeah, maybe he's like gluten intolerance or something as well. That could be another one. Dietary requirements, you've got to check those nowadays.
Yeah, I guess it would be gluten-free at least.
Yeah, I don't think bones have gluten.
No, I'm not sure they do.
Just calcium and...
Yeah, quite healthy for you actually. A lot of calcium in the bread. Less gluten.
Maybe this is what we should do, you know?
Should we start making bone bread, Chris?
I think we should bring out a new line of bone bread. We could call it dead bread.
I'm into it. Who would buy our dead bread?
Hands up, please. We're taking orders. I think it'd be quite nice to be made into something. If you could have a giant just eat you, or he's going to make a lovely flambé out of you, I'd go for the flambé.
Sure. What's a flambé?
Just a food, fancy food.
Right, I thought it was bread related. I didn't think a flambé was bread related.
No. All right, what would you want to be turned into then?
Pizza?
You'd want to be turned into a pizza? I mean, the dough.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it? And then what? Some of your...
Use my blood as the tomato sauce?
What's the cheese?
Hair?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's sounding good.
Yeah, you lost me, actually.
But yeah, no, you could be a pizza dough. You could be a pizza dough boy.
Call me a dough boy. Again, in my classic fashion, I Googled this and then didn't actually read up on why.
Great.
Babies have 270 bones.
Yep.
Adults have 206 213 bones, it says. So is that just like by chance? Some of us have more bones than others? Is that what they're saying?
Is it like changing on a daily basis? Do sometimes you wake up with less bones? Where did I leave them?
Yeah. Do they unfuse and refuse throughout our life? What's going on?
So we're saying that two fused bones are now a bone.
Well, because so you start with 270 and then some of them fuse together and then you end up with a lot less. But then it said, which become 206 to 230. So this is worse for some people than others. Some people are losing more bones.
I want to know how many bones I've got.
And babies losing even more. They're in the worst time of all.
I mean, yeah, babies, they're getting up there with the old snakes in bone levels.
Yeah.
They are floppy. And they don't mean, just check in here, sanity check. They're not saying that babies have like an extra leg sticking out the side or something and they falls off over the time.
No, isn't it? Because like, I know that they have like bits in their skull that are like soft when they're born and then they like fuse. And I think like...
Oh, you're right. The skull is actually in like bits and then it just sort of sticks together again.
And I imagine ribs and stuff, maybe they're split. Or something. I'm making these up. Vertebrae. Maybe they got more bits in their spine because they're all like crunched up in the womb, and then they get to.
You got a lot of different vertebrae, haven't you? That might be where I think it is. Ribs and vertebrae, where the differences really lie.
Maybe that's also where the difference is in the 206 to 213. Maybe some people's don't fuse all the way, and you end up with two more or something.
Well, I hope I've got lots.
Do you want to have most?
I like the idea of having spares. You know.
Yeah, but then you're losing more on you know, D-Day when this is all happening.
D-Bone Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going back down to nil poids. So, yeah.
Bad day for all, really, isn't it?
Bad day for everyone. I mean, the numbers you're chatting here, it's not enough to sway me.
Yeah, minimal difference.
The old leg bone connected to your wrist bone or whatever, obviously that's not medically correct. That song, nobody really knows the full lyrics, do they?
Well, you just proved you didn't know any of the lyrics.
I mean, you just say the something bone connected to the something bone and you just keep going? Does it ever have true written lyrics anywhere?
It's got to, right? I assume you go in sequential order down. Your skull bone's connected to your neck bone. Your neck bone's connected to your... I've already run
it's
out
hard,
of
isn't it? See, this is a song where...
Spine bone?
We all know it, I'm sure. Mm. But, like, other than, like, a proper doctor, they might know it. But they're going to know all the boring stuff. They're going to be like, your left tibia is connected to your arithmetic bionic nerve. And crazy stuff like that. It's going to not be any fun at all. I don't know who this song is for, Jack. This is what I need. This is what I'm trying to say.
Children?
They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't think they're expected to do tibular and fibula and femur and all that. I think they're just doing hip to leg, leg to knee, knee to leg again.
You
leg
can't come back
foot.
Up again. You got to pick a direction.
Two parts
to
your legs. Two parts to your leg, Chris. I don't know if you know. You have a top leg and a bottom leg.
That's true. I have got multiple leg parts, but... That, again, I feel like it's not a very well thought out song. It feels like the kind of song that a junior doctor
was written for children. Maybe it isn't meant to be a medically accurate account of the human body.
Well, if it's not medically accurate, what's the point? I need to learn. I need some information. Thank you.
Okay.
The old contortionists—they're they're in a bit of trouble now. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, true. Although, also, again, quite hard to do. Maybe I don't know. If you have someone else just packing you into a box and you're pushing all your blobs down, but who are you getting to do that?
Yeah, yeah, it might be tricky, mightn't it?
Sharks, I guess.
But would you? I would love to be a contortionist.
Would you?
I'm very inflexible. I envy their right. level of flexibility.
Yeah, I don't think I'd maybe want to go contortion level. Definitely would like to be more flexible. I'm also incredibly inflexible.
Yeah.
But contortionist, just unnecessary. I've never had a situation where I was like, I wish I could contort my way into this situation or out of this situation. Have you?
The top of my head and the top of my buttocks are both itchy. I wish I could itch them at the same time.
With each other. Using each other to itch.
Yeah.
When do you think people just start just doing that and realising it's something? Because I've never found myself in a position to need to do it.
I think it was back in the Middle Ages, someone was getting tortured. And it just wasn't working. They just kept
trying to bend his arm back, and he's like, "Yeah, it's fine by me, mate."
Gary, we're at 89 degrees right now, and he's barely budging. He's still got a smile on his face.
Try the leg.
Dog's favorite food, classic, the bone. That's gone now.
Yeah, I was going to say that they wouldn't be able to, like, you know, dig for a bone, but they couldn't dig anyway.
Are they digging for a bone, or are they digging to hide a bone?
Yeah, I think they bury it and then dig it back up. They're like, "Oh, I found a bone!" I was like, yes.
So delayed gratification. Yeah. Yeah. Do dogs even actually do that? Isn't that squirrels that do that? What are they burying the bone for?
Yeah, I'm not sure they actually do. You have a dog, does he do it?
It never has he buried a bone.
Have you given him a bone to bury? Have you tried it?
I haven't given him a bone, so maybe I should...
Like, we know what you're doing today.
It's quite interesting, though, isn't it, that the classic dog bone that you think of is actually a very unrealistic shape. It's like the human heart. Like, we always picture it as like a love heart, but it's very anatomically incorrect.
Well, it feels like it always reminds you of like a thigh bone in a human, which is quite worrying.
It is. It actually, I did a little bit of research for once, and the bone that it most resembles is a dog's femur bone, which is then very dark. The dogs are loving other dog legs.
Cannibalism.
Yeah. Caninibalism.
I don't think the cannibalism means human, does it?
I was just making a pun.
Right. Sorry. Wasn't on your wavelength there. But yeah, like, how have they developed a taste for bones?
Yeah, I really don't know. It's actually quite dangerous a lot of the time to give a dog a bone because they splinter and shatter and can really kill them.
Oh.
And then what? Then you're just stuck with loads of extra bones ready for the next dog. So it's a never-ending problem.
So is this like bones have an agenda to make more bones?
This is how they breed. Yeah.
Yeah, this is how bones breed. They like find their way to a dog. They're like, "Oh, he's going to take me. He's going to turn into a whole heap of bones. We'll have more bones."
I like the idea of a dog dying and they just instantly turn into a heap of bones. That's all they become. Right. I think anyone, actually, you know, you get hit by a bus, boom, heap of bones. It's very, very like a video game or something.
Quite comical, that, actually. it would lighten most deaths, I think. If you're there, your dying relative on their deathbed, and then they pass and just poof, right into a bag of bones. That would be objectively funny.
Perfect. And if it's October 30th, you're in luck because no decorations required.
Great.
The song Bad to the Bone, obviously, got the word bone in it. But what does that actually mean? Like, it means that you're bad all the way through until you get to the bone and then you got good bones. Is that what the song's saying?
Yeah, yeah. Your skeleton is a real nice guy. You, everything else surrounding that, horrible.
My muscles are a jerk and my tongue is a dick. But my bones are good. I'm bad to the bone.
Yeah. Maybe it's actually really saying, deep down, I'm a real nice person. You just need to get all the way to my bones first.
Maybe, yeah. That is deep, isn't it?
I may present that I'm bad. And it's going to take you a lot to find out I'm not, but eventually.
Wait till you see the bone, and then...
A real sweet skeleton inside here.
That is not a good chat-up line.
Yeah, slightly more poetic in the song, I think. Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So how are we feeling about World Without Bones? What, good, bad, indifferent?
I'm feeling quite self-conscious of the whole situation. I don't want to be a blob person, and I'm not too confident that I'm going to be getting mech suited anytime soon.
Yeah, I think, again, the sudden nature of it, we're not prepared for it at all. We're perishing in seconds just to be blobs earning in the sun. You know what I mean? It's going to be horrible. But Upside has really made me appreciate the work the skeleton's doing.
Yeah. Thank you, skeleton. I'm glad you're within me.
And maybe at Halloween now, I won't be so scared. I'll be like, you don't get enough recognition, mate. Thank you. You know, every time I see one.
Give it a little smile and a nod, and it'll know what you mean.
Yeah. Instead of being scared, instead of running away, I'll just be like, oh, yeah.
Little smile to yourself.
Yeah, you keep doing that, man.
Good for you.
But there we go. I think that is going to do us for today. I hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you had any thoughts about A World Without Bones, you can contact us on our socials. The links are all in the description.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.